Please welcome to the call, Mr. Ray Monty. Ray, are you there? Welcome to the call.
I'm here, man. Thanks for having me. I'm thrilled to be here. I'm so excited to be part of this company and at this time with what's going on. You talked about the vets coming up and John Morrison and Richard and Mary, and you know, that's what I want to talk about tonight is events. And you know, guys, the first thing, if you're listening to this call, you need to write down the number 103, because we've got 103 days to prepare for Simulcast 2016. And you know, Bear, I know as an EC, you know how important events are, and you promote them every Sunday night. So I want to thank you for your effort every week after week after week after week after week doing these calls, and also you know how much I appreciate you and the opportunity to be here tonight. It's an exciting time to be part of this company, that's for sure. Ben, are you there?
I'm sorry I was muted. Yeah, it really is a special time, and the company has made it even more valuable by giving us an extension on the promotion. Guys, take full advantage of it. I'm sure you're going to talk about that.
Yeah, I am. I mean, and guys, I want to kind of talk about a little bit where we are right now, and I think it's important. You know, Brian does a great job coming on here as the top income earner in this company, one of the top income earners in this industry, of just sharing his vision and talking about where we are and why you need to take advantage of it. And yeah, I'm going to kind of piggyback on what Brian talks about. I don't have the experience that he has, haven't made the money that he has, but I've learned from him as one of the best. And you know, I think it's important as leaders that we come out there and kind of talk to our teams and talk to everybody in Ambit about what's going on. And, you know, I'm so excited. Last week was my 8-year anniversary in this company, and I had to pinch myself because I remember going back October of 2007, flying down to Dallas, meeting with Chris and Jerry. Brian convinced me to fly down there and spending a couple of days with these guys. And I remember sitting in the conference room and talking about where this thing was going. And, you know, to think about at that point, it was a $30 million company. We were in two markets, the state of Texas and the city of New York, and they talked about being a billion-dollar company. They talked about having 1 million customers. They talked about being in multiple states. And, you know, guys, here's what I can tell you. Everything that they told me they were going to do 8 years ago, they've done that, but they've done so much more than that. And, you know, what's exciting to me is if you look at where we are right now, this year, 2015, we're on pace to do somewhere about $1.65 or $1.7 billion in revenue. So we far surpassed that $1 billion in revenue, somewhere around 1.3 million customers. And, you know, here in a couple of weeks, we're going to be opening up our 15th state, the state of Ohio. And, you know, so if you look at all those things that we've got going for us right now, and, you know, Barry, one of the things I want to talk about is solar energy. The more and more I read about it, the more and more I read just what a big deal this is to be able to add solar energy to ambient energy. And, you know, here's something I want everybody to think about. And, you know, listen, I haven't personally signed up any solar energy customers yet. I probably will go with a couple here in the next couple of weeks. I've been busy as a national consulting director. My focus isn't going out there and gathering new customers. Will I get a couple solar energy customers? Absolutely. I've got some people that I'm going to sign up with solar, and I'm going to add a couple. If you build a team and everybody adds a couple. But here's what excites me. When we went live with solar just a couple weeks ago, the day we went live, I got different phone calls from different people on my team, and they were so excited about solar energy to be able to add customers. And as we're having the conversation, I started thinking about this. You know, they talked about solar energy and that we're going to be locked into a residual income for 20 years. And you know, guys, when you start putting this in perspective, if I go back 20 years ago, and I want you to think about this as we're having this call, where were you at in 1995? And there's probably people on this call who are 2, 3, 4, 5 years old. Then there's probably people on this call who were in junior high or high school. Then there's people probably just getting married and having their kids. And then there's people that were probably doing other things. But you know, think about where you were 20 years ago. Think about October 18th of 1995. And the funny thing is, if I go back to October 18th of 1995, I had no interest in network marketing. I would never do any of these things. And here I am 20 years later, almost 19 years experience in this industry, and feel like I'm at the right place at the right time with the right company, with the right service, with the right leadership, and just blessed to be part of it. But let's take it a step forward now. Where are you going to be in 2035? You know, where are you going to be 20 years from now? There's people here that are going to be grandparents and retiring and maybe, you know, all of a sudden things are going to change. But think about the opportunity for these customers that are coming on today in the four states that we're currently in, you know, New York and New Jersey and Massachusetts and California. think about being able to get paid on those customers in 2005, because we always talk about generational wealth. We talk about being able to will this to our kids and our grandkids, and with solar energy in place, we've got that opportunity. And then the fact that we've got a new state opening up here in 10 days, guys, I saw it firsthand what happens in a new state. You know, I'm up here in New Hampshire. I bought a house up here in New Hampshire, and the reason I did that was because somebody signed up somebody in New York, reached out to somebody up in Maine, and all of a sudden it started growing up here, and I found myself up here. You know, the potential for you to sign up somebody in Texas or sign up somebody in Illinois who has a brother, sister, aunt, uncle in Ohio, you know, those things happen, and there's stories that come out of these new states all the time. And then if you start fast-forwarding it to simulcast, and the reason we've already got the countdown, we've got our team doing a challenge between now and simulcast because we know the power of it. You know, I'm personally having my biggest year ever in ambient energy. I've already far surpassed through 10 months this year, not even 10 months, 9.5 months, the biggest year I've ever had. And a lot of it is we prepared for simulcast 2015. And, guys, we did that in just a couple weeks. So I'm going to encourage you to start preparing for simulcast 2016. Here's what we know. The company's in momentum now. Things are absolutely exploding. We've got a lot of people getting promoted. We've got new RCs, SCs, ECs. We've got people coming in all over the place. We're currently in 14 states. We're going to be opening up number 15. We know we've got solar energy in 4 states. We know we're going to see expansion there. We know we've got large commercial energy being offered down in Texas. That's going to spread throughout the Northeast. And we've got a lot of events going on. And, you know, to me, this is all about planning. It's about putting a plan in place and executing on your plan. And, you know, you're here on a Sunday night, whether it's 10 o'clock on the East Coast or 9 o'clock in Central Time, or I know you've got people out here. I think I have somebody up in Alaska and California and the West Coast. So you're taking time out of your schedule on a Sunday night, which tells me that you're a leader. You're looking for something. You want to know what the secret is to build a big business. And, you know, a lot of times we look for the secret that's right in front of us. And this is a pretty simple business. It's not easy because we do the same things over and over and over, and people make it difficult. But, guys, if you focus on the task at hand, and what's the task at hand? You've got to go gather a handful of loyal customers. We know that they have an energy. We've got to go get some customers. We've got to get plugged into the system. We are preaching to the choir because you guys are here on a Sunday night. And we've got to show the plan. That's the key to get this in front of as many people as possible, knowing that some people will get it. That's okay. Some people are negative, cynical, skeptical. You don't need them in your business. In fact, you don't want them in your business. Thank them for their time and move on to the next person. Some people will see it, but the timing's wrong with their life. You just follow up. And then, guys, every once in a while, you've got pros that join your team. You know, we did a call earlier. Mike Obey has a new guy that just went RC in 8 days from Rhode Island, killing it. Norbert Hennessy, my good friend Norbert Hennessy, I'm so excited to talk to Norbert. Norbert had a lady join his team there. She went senior consultant in 12 days. I mean, think about that, senior consultant in 12 days, and we're hearing stories like that all over the place. And the reason we are is the company's in momentum. People are excited. People are focusing on the task at hand. But, guys, here's what you need to do to take your business to the next level. And, you know, I always see these things that on the Internet, and it'll say, what the leaders don't tell you how to really build an ambient energy business. Well, guys, if these guys knew how to build an ambient energy business, they'd be building it. They wouldn't be telling you that. The leaders get on these calls every Sunday night, and they talk about what they need to do. You've had some great leaders on here. I heard Pastor Kenny Smith's call last week, did a great job. Mike Obey the week before knocked out of the park. And because you just got to do what the leaders do. And to me, the biggest thing that the leaders do, and I say this all the time to my team, the individuals on my team who are making the most money are the ones who do the best job of getting their people plugged into the system. And what's the system? These calls, the weekly meetings, the web trainings, the conference calls, whatever you're doing to support your team. But the biggest one is the events. Events are what drive your business. Yeah, I heard Jeff Rollins talk about it before. He calls me the promoter, and as soon as we're done with Ambition, we're talking about simulcast. And the day we're done with simulcast, we're talking about Ambition, and here's why. I learned 19 years ago from a lot of different leaders. I would watch to see what they would do. And one of the things I would notice is whenever I would go to an event, I would notice that the people who were making the most money, they always had a bunch of people around them. They always had a bunch of leaders there. And I started to realize real quick, man, if I want to build a big business, it's going to be critical for me to get my team to these events. Let them know the importance of getting there. Whatever I've got to do, if I've got to carpool a bunch of people and pick them up and put 5, 6, 7 people in my car to get them there, I'm going to do it. If I've got to run contests on my team to get people there, I'm going to do it. And guys, it just started working and carrying over, and all of a sudden it started going. I started watching my leaders follow suit. And So I'm here to encourage you guys and gals, if you're an Ambit consultant, the first thing you need to do is circle Simulcast 2016. Here's what we know. You know, Chris Chandler sent out a video last Monday that came out and talked about Simulcast 2016 and how excited he is. He also talked about, I mean, and this isn't just speculation. He talked about the announcements at 2016 being a whole lot bigger than Ambition 2015. Well, I don't know about you guys, but if I look at Ambition 2015, I'm pretty excited. We launched solar energy in 4 states. We opened up commercial energy starting in Texas, going to spread throughout the Northeast. We announced the state of Ohio with 1.5 million potential customers. And we've got a promotion that runs through November 20th where they waive the 429 and get the biggest barrier away for people to come in. And then you talk about the promotion that they've been running with Double and the leadership bonuses if you attended Ambition. So if we know that it's going to be bigger than all that, I don't know, that's a pretty good event there, Ambition 2015. So, you know, this is just me thinking out loud. This isn't corporate saying, but if I think about that and some of the conversations I've had with people down at corporate, and again, I'm not telling you what they're going to do. Obviously, things change, but my personal opinion is we're going to see solar expansion. I mean, you know, if we go out there and do our job, and a lot of that depends on us. If we go out there and kick butt in New York, New Jersey, Mass, and California, think about Sunrun. I look at Sunrun, they're licensed in 15 states, and some of the states they're licensed in are Maryland and Connecticut and New Hampshire, states that we're already in. But I also like the fact that Sunrun's licensed in Colorado and Arizona and Nevada. If I'm not mistaken, I saw Hawaii too. Can you imagine at some point in the future when they open up the state of Arizona for solar energy and they open up the state of Nevada for solar energy? Do you know how many people in Arizona know people in New York or Pennsylvania or Texas or New Jersey? And guys, all it does is it causes a feeding frenzy because there's a lot of people in Arizona right now who they won't look at Ambit because we're not there. Well, all of a sudden we're there. And granted, it's not gas or electricity, but it opens up a whole lot of doors because solar energy, if you read anything about it, it's huge in Arizona, and it's huge in Nevada, and it's huge in Colorado. And all of a sudden, you start looking at the potential of things that can happen. Plus, our co-founders come out and publicly stated that they're expecting to open up a couple new markets and at Simulcast, possibly 2 new states coming on board. If we're getting this much excitement in Ohio, what if 2 new states come on board? And then we look at the promotion we've got right now where they waive 429, and we're looking at something with that again. We know there's going to be a promotion for attendees only. And Chris publicly stated on the conference call that Brian did the night after Ambition, oh, about 6 weeks ago, that it's going to be our 10-year anniversary next year, 2016, and that they want to do something really special. Guys, this is not speculation. This is not, well, they might do something. Well, let's see what happens. They're going to do major stuff. And the big winner when they do the major stuff is the individuals on their team who have the most people on their team. They get fired up because of what they announce. So what do you need to be doing? You need to be building. You need to be going out there and gathering customers and building the business presentations and showing the plan and showing the plan and showing the plan. But you also have dress rehearsals. You know, we have local events. You know, Barry talked about Richard and Mary and their great event, John Morrison and their great event. But I know last weekend Jim and Ken Mason and Jerry Carter had a great event in Pennsylvania, and Julius and Sherry Williams and Sam McGraw and Kim Clark and some other leaders had a great event down in Maryland. I know this coming week, Chris and Debbie are doing a big event in Illinois. We're actually doing a big event up here in New Hampshire. I'm excited because we started this little event up in New Hampshire with 450 people. It was going to be myself and John Hoss and Kirk Horan and a few other people, and we've been blessed. We've got Tim Olinger coming up here, Thompson Leadership Award. I got a call from Ron and Ken Clark. They're coming up now. Just found out tonight that Mike Obey is coming up to these events. Why are all the top income earners plugging into events? Why are they all doing events? Because we all know the power of events. We know it's about getting people around information, advanced information, getting around excitement, enthused people, and building momentum, going into momentum. And guys, right now is a critical time in the history of this company. I mean, we're at a place where we're about to go to 1.65 or 1.7 billion. You know, Chris has talked about expansion in the Canada and things like that. And when you put all those things together, the reason I'm so excited is I look back on 8 years. I look back October 2007 on Sunday night at 8:38 p.m. when I signed up on Brian McClure's website. Nervous, optimistic, excited. Thought this was going to be something good. Didn't know. Had been down this road before. This was my third network marketing company. Just felt that this was going to be something different and special. Why? Because of Chris and Jerry. There was something about them. I know the sharp businessman Brian is. I've never seen him this excited. And I'm sitting here telling you, 8 years fast forward, this is a whole lot bigger than I ever been expected. I mean, never thought it'd be this big. I don't know if Chris and Jerry thought it was going to be this big either. They talked about being a $1 billion company. And they hit it. And they talked about 1 million customers, and they hit it. And now we're working on 2 billion and 2 million, and we're about to open up our 15th state and probably 2 more early next year, plus solar energy in 4 states, expanding large commercial energy with an incredible promotion. More people than ever before are looking for jobs. I was reading an article just last week there, and they were talking about how much worse it's going to get for our economy and how many people are going to be looking for jobs. And the reason so many people are going to be looking for jobs is they're being replaced by technology. More and more people are losing jobs because they're getting replaced by computers. And it's funny because last week I was at home and I was paying some bills and I had to call certain companies to pay them. And all I kept getting was automated voice system. Voice system after voice system after voice system after voice system. I could not get a live person on the phone. It was frustrating. 2 days later, I go to the grocery store. I'm getting ready to check out. There's one person checking people out, and there's like 5 registers where you've got self-checkout. I start realizing that's exactly what they said. So, you guys, you got all these factors, a company that's in full-blown momentum, getting ready to expand into another state that just brought out a new service like solar energy, 4 states going to be expanding all over the place, and you have the opportunity to prepare for it. Preparation is the key to huge success. You've got 103 days to simulcast 2016. You've got an incredible event up here in New Hampshire, another incredible event with Chris and Libby out in Illinois. Bear just announced a couple down in Texas. And then what really excites me, for the first time ever, we've got the power trip up here in upstate New York. Brian, thank you very much. I know from November 12th to the 14th, I believe are the dates, you've got the top 10 income earners in all of Ambit Energy. You've got our co-founders, Chris and Jerry, coming up here to Albany, New York. Guys, Brian told me that we can hold 2,000 people. I believe we're close to 1,500 people right now. Why would you not go get your team plugged into these events? Do you know the excitement and enthusiasm and the power of a brand-new consultant, maybe 2 weeks, a month, 2 months in the business, walking into a hotel room in Albany with 2,000 fired-up people, listening to Chris and Jerry talking about their vision of where this company is going? Guys, you need to do whatever you've got to do to get people there. If you're a leader, run contests. Hey, go get 3 customers and help 2 other people, and I'll pay for your ticket to Power Trip. You need to get people there. Yeah, we do a call every single Sunday night. We like to interview our new SCs. We like to interview our new ECs, and once in a while, our new MCs. And I always ask our leaders, what's the key to your success? You know, we got a bunch of new, brand new people on this call here tonight. They all want to get to where you are. They want to make the kind of money you are. They want to have the success that you're having. What advice would you give them? And you know what they say, Ben? You need to get to events. My first simulcast, it became real. My first ambition when I was down in American Airlines Arena with 8,000 people, and I looked around, it became real. And, guys, the nice thing is, you know, simulcast is 103 days away, but between now and then, we've got a huge event called the Power Trip. And, you know, if you're on this call, you need to get there. If you want to know why certain people are getting purple jackets and yellow jackets and why there's a whole bunch of people in Mexico right now with Chris and Jerry on a 5-star, one of the biggest things that they do that most people don't do is they go out there and they work extremely hard to get people to these events. And so, you know, you want to know what the key is. I get the question all the time, what do I need to do? And, you know, listen, you got to get customers. You got to get plugged in the system. You got to go show the plan. But to me, one of the biggest reasons that I've had so much success is I am absolutely relentless on events. I'm always going to my power zone. When I see a brand new RC or SC get promoted, if they're not registered for the simulcast, I call them up and I have conversations with them. And I don't push, but I let them know. I'll call up and I'll say, Bear, great job. I see you just got promoted to regional consultant here in 3 months. You're off to an awesome start. Bear, why are you doing this business? And Bear will tell me. I'll say, well, Bear, listen, here's what I can tell you. One of the keys to my business has been plugging in, and there's a big event coming up here. I see that you're about 3 hours from Albany, New York. I know that's a pretty good ride for you. But, Bear, I can tell you this. If you're committed to building a big business, and it sounds like you are from what I see, I can't encourage you enough to get to Albany November 12th. Let me tell you why. Let me tell you what's going to do for your business. And, you know, Ben, I've been on three-way calls. In fact, I go back, I don't know, just over 5 years ago, and I remember John Haas put me on a three-way call with Dwayne and Kathleen Featherbay. They were in the business less than 2 weeks. They lived in northeast Pennsylvania in a market that wasn't open, that we didn't know when it was going to open. But we had a three-way call, and we convinced them to go down to Ambition 2000. I guess it was 2010, if I'm not mistaken. They're now leadership council members, they're on executive consultants. They've been on four or five consecutive five-star trips. And, you know, I look back on that conversation, and John did it perfect. He got me on the phone to just emphasize the importance of getting down to Ambition. And, guys, I'm going to encourage you. You know, listen, I love nothing more when somebody calls me up for a three-way call. But I love nothing even more than that when somebody calls up and says, hey, I got a guy that's killing this business, but he's not sure if he can get to this event. You know, can you just let him know why it's important to get there? And, you know, guys, the amazing thing is, if I get on the call and somebody says, Ray, listen, I've got a wedding, you know, November 13th, I get it, I understand that. But if they don't have something like that, I'm going to say, Bear, listen, I get all that, and I totally understand, and I know it's an inconvenience for you to drive 6 hours round trip. But you just told me why you're building this business, and here's what I can tell you. If there's any way possible that you can get in the car, bring 2, 3, 4, 5 people on your team to the event, I think what's going to happen to your business, in fact, I know what's going to happen to your business, it's going to explode. Guys, this is all about belief. This is all about belief. Why is it that every September, the second, third, fourth, fifth week of September, we see an explosion like we've never seen before? It's because there's 10, 12,000 people down at Ambition who lead there, and they're more pumped up than they've ever been before, and they go out there and they take massive action. You've got to get your team to events. You know, we've got an event in New Hampshire. We've got an event down in, over in Chicago. We got some great events in Texas. You need to be pushing those events. As leaders, you need to be making one more phone call, one more text, encouraging people to get there. I know Coach Alan Johnson just had a big event down in Tyler a couple weeks ago. All the top income earners are doing events, and they're pushing people over to events. Why? Because events drive your business, and this all culminates with Ambition and Simulcast. Yeah, we've got one in January, and we've got one in September. And to me, the big winners every year are the individuals that get the most people on their team down to these events. And if you look, you know, we had Tim Olger on our call before. Tim and Missy doing an incredible job, top 50 income earners, getting Yellow Jacket, People's Choice Award, also the Thompson Leadership Award. And the one thing that to me sticks out is the EC challenge, to having the most people in their EC code registered for Ambition. There's a reason all those other awards are falling. It's because they're doing a tremendous job of getting people plugged in. Why would you not want to do that? The year before, Jim and Ken Mason and John Haas, you're looking at people that are getting Yellow Jackets, and one common denominator between all the top income earners is they do a great job of getting their people plugged in. How do they do it? Everybody does it a little bit different. You know, to me, I do personal phone calls. Every time I'm on a team call, every event I'm at, I'm talking about the next one. I'm asking people, how many people do you have registered? I'm running contests for our team. Guys, you've got to figure out whatever you got to do to get people to these events. And here's what I'm going to tell you. The next 103 days matter, and I get it. We're going to go through Thanksgiving, and we're going to go through Hanukkah, and we're going to go through Christmas, and we're going to go through New Year. And you need to take some time off and recharge the batteries and spend some time with the family. But the rest of the time, you need to prepare for what's coming on January 30th. And a great dress rehearsal or some of these other events, and an incredible dress rehearsal is going to be PowerShift 2015. I am looking forward to being in Albany, New York with a couple thousand people on my team and pushing and pushing and pushing, and that's all we're going to be talking about, because I know the power of people coming with 2,000 people, with Chris and Jerry, the top 10 income earners, and excitement and enthusiasm. Guys, from there, we're 70 days out to simulcast. How many people can you get to the events in Texas and the events in Chicago and the events in New Hampshire and then the power trip, and then how many people can you get to simulcast? That's what this is all about. And in the meantime, Ambit runs its incredible promotions. They announce new markets, and we just continue to do what we do. But, guys, I say it every week to my team. The individuals on my team who make the most money are the ones who do the best job of getting their people plugged into events. You've got 103 days to make this count. I know what I'm going to be doing. I've never been more excited about this business. You know, I remember this was a 5-year plan, and then a 6-year plan, and then a 7-year plan, and now it's going on 9 years, and I'm more excited and working harder than I've ever worked. Why? because I understand timing. I looked at where we're sitting. I've had conversations with our co-founders and our leadership council, and it's not a secret. It's not like we think there might be some big announcements. I mean, Chris has publicly stated that there's going to be bigger announcements at Simulcast 2016 than Ambition 2015. We're going to see expansion. You don't have to be a brain surgeon to realize that Sun runs in 15 states. We're in four of them. You don't have to be a brain surgeon to know that there's deregulation going on in Canada. I mean, that large commercial accounts starting off in Texas, moving to the Northeast. If you look at all those things coming together, how do you not get excited? How do you not lose sleep at night? How do you not take massive action? Just keep sharing this with people and making sure you're getting people plugged in and making sure you're getting people to these events. Simulcast 2016 is going to be one of the greatest days in the history of a lot of our lives. You've got 103 days to prepare. What you do now matters greatly. Bear, are you there? Did I drop off 20 minutes ago?
No, I am listening to you intently. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I was concerned I got knocked off. I've been talking to myself.
No, my goodness gracious. Man, that's a lot of enthusiasm, and I'm sitting here listening and thinking, we've got 103 days. We shouldn't waste a single one of them.
Listen, I'm excited, man. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. I mean, I've never seen Chris and Gary this excited. This is going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun for a lot of people. I'm excited for all the new people coming on board in Ohio, and I'm excited for the people taking advantage of solar energy and the new markets we've got coming. I mean, it's a great time to be part of this company. I've got people, listen, Norbert Hennessy is excited as I've seen him since the old days back in Yonkers. My man is fired up. Mike Obey, Pat Flanagan, Kirk around. I'm watching our leaders. A lot of these people, their businesses are blowing up. And there's something special going on right now. I haven't felt this passion, excitement in Ambit. Not that Ambit's ever been bad, but you know, I think a lot of us take it for granted. We've had ups and downs. We've had some tough times with the polar vortex. There's something special going on right now. You feel this thing coming together. Yeah, I'm thrilled to death to be working with all the incredible teams. I'll be honest with you. I can't thank Chris and Debbie Atkinson and Tim and Missy and their entire team. You know, the events we did with them, and there's something special coming together. The right people are coming together. This is becoming a whole lot of fun. There's something, you know, and again, I'm talking to other leaders too, and you just feel it. There's a buzz in Ambit like I haven't seen in probably 2 or 3 years. People are focused on what they need to do. People's residual incomes, we just had a whole bunch of people this past 15th get commas in their residual incomes. People are getting promoted. It is a great time to be in Ambit Energy. And guys, if you want to be part of it in a big way, you need to get your people to Power Trip 2015, Simulcast 2016, and let's start talking about Ambition 2016, because I don't know the amount of days, but I'm going to assume it's probably somewhere around 250, 240, if I had to guess.
You know, I also think I heard at some point that the growth spurts inside of the company usually happen right after the major events, and I'm sure that has a lot to do with it, just getting the people to the event, like you were saying. Let me ask you a question, right? When it comes to organizational growth, when it comes to the company's growth, do you feel like we're at that stage of critical mass where we're at the wave, or are we still ahead of the wave?
You know, you're getting pretty close there. I mean, yeah, I used to ask Brian and Chris and Jerry that question all the time. And because I'll be honest with you, when I got involved in Excel, I was too late. I got involved December of 1996, and so I missed that big wave of momentum. I caught the very end of it, so I never really got to experience it. The second company I was with just never really got that momentum. It was always flat growth, and so I was really excited to be part of momentum and really feel what it is. And I would always ask Brian, is this it? You know, because I came in and my business started growing, and he'd say, no. And I'd say, Chris, this is momentum, right? No. And I'd always say, well, why? I mean, the company's had $1 billion in 6 years or 7 years. Why are we not at momentum? And the comment that they always told me is, we're not in enough states. In order to have full-blown momentum, you've got to be in more markets. And, you know, I'm seeing it now, Bear, because I remember Norbert and myself going and doing meetings in New York City 7 years ago, 7.5 years ago. We'd do a presentation. We were ignorant, on fire. We were so excited. And we've got 25 or 30 people in that room, and they'd all be ready to sign up. And we'd break out the laptops, and then all of a sudden the dreaded questions would come along. You're in New Jersey, right? Nope, not in New Jersey. What about Connecticut? I live in that. We're not there yet either. What about, nope, not in Pennsylvania, not in Hudson Valley. Nope. And so it was hard to build real momentum because there were so many people that would not do Ambit because their market wasn't open. And not only was it not open, but they didn't really know people in New York City or Texas. I mean, I'll be honest with you, I didn't know anybody in New York City or Texas. I'm originally from Pennsylvania, so I knew a handful. I knew people that worked in New York City, and that was one of the things that kept me away from Ambit initially was I didn't feel like I knew enough people. Well, with 15 states now being open, and potentially more coming for gas and electricity and more coming from solar, I mean, we very well could be sitting here next year in 18, 19, 20 states between gas, electricity, and solar. Yet the question that I always had for Brian and Chris and Jerry was, when are we going to be in momentum? The answer I always got is, when we're in more states. I got to believe we're getting close. And from what I'm seeing with my own personal organization and seeing the leaders and some people that are coming back that have been quiet and silent and how fed up they are, yeah, you know, I got to believe that we're at the beginning if we're not there right now. And, you know, that's something you probably want to ask Brian when he's on there. But from what I see from my standpoint, boy, this is as good as it's been probably since I've been in Ambit in a long, long time. And, you know, the numbers speak for themselves, the excitement, the meetings are packed, the enthusiasm. And there's just a buzz here that I personally feel like it's kind of has been missing. I think a lot of it, we went through the polar vortex, and I think the other thing was, you know, it's a 9-year-old company, and you grow every year and grow every year, and at some point you kind of just take it for granted that we're going to keep growing at record paces, and we kept growing, but it didn't always grow like it did in some of the years, but I think that growth is back, and I think this thing's exploding. I mean, listen, I think we're going to be a $2 billion company next year. I think at Simulcast 2016, I'll be absolutely shocked if we don't have 22, 23, 24,000 consultants either in Utica or Texas or some of the other areas where the events are going to pop up or watching it streaming online. I think it's that big. And, you know, that starts with us. That starts with us. 1,000 or 2,000 people on here getting on the phone and letting people know, guys, you don't want to miss this one. You know, I spent 11 years in network marketing before I got involved in Ambit. Wrong company, wrong timing, wrong upline. And, you know, the worst part to me was I was trying to figure out where the companies were, and I never really had anybody I could call. You know, thank God for Brian in Excel. He helped me out a lot there. But, you know, I didn't have an upline. And Brian was somebody that came into my life a couple years in, and the next company, Brian wasn't there. So I would always try to figure out. You know, you're always wondering, am I really at the right time and right place? Am I really there? You know, I see certain things, and I'm not really sure if I'm there, but I'm going to continue to put my head down and work. And when you have to question yourself whether you're at the right time and whether your company has momentum, it can be a little bit disheartening. It can be a little bit frustrating. And, you know, guys, I always promised myself that if I got in a position where I could make an impact and I could go out there and build something special, that I was going to let everybody else know, hey, now is the time. And what I'm telling you guys is we've got a company that's just over 9 years old that's getting ready to open up their 15th state. They just added solar energy in 4 states, more to come. We just opened up large commercial accounts in Texas, spreading throughout the Northeast. We're going to have more states announce more solar energy, a promotion that is second to none where somebody can sign up for $25. I don't know. It's pretty good, Bear. It's pretty good.
I totally agree with you. Folks, you know, Ray, as we're talking about all these events, let me mention a couple of websites for you. AmbitPowerTrip.com is the way that you can register for PowerTrip. It's going to be November 12th through the 14th in Albany, New York. Go to AmbitPowerTrip.com. You can register for that event. You can see the lineup and the schedule and everything else. I do understand that we still have seats available. You need to be there, okay? Ray Monty, Brian McClure, the top 10 income earners are all going to be there. You need to be there as well. Next weekend, Chris and Debbie Atkinson have their Illumination in Illinois. I think it's Chicago, Illinois. You can go to team526.biz, team526.biz, and you can get information on that event that's next weekend. If you're part of Team 526 or any other team, you're close to Illinois, you can go to that event. Folks, Ray has been very eloquent about explaining the value of these events. You need to get to some of them, okay? If you can only get to one, at least get to one. But get to these events, it's going to make a difference for you. I want to thank Ray for being on the call. Ray, you're always awesome when you get on this call. I'm certainly going to listen to this call again. I'm going to go to topambitleaders.com. I'm going to, you can go with me there. Go to the training tab, and then go to Sunday Night Business Builder Calls. give us a day or so to get the information up. You definitely want to hear this call again. You can hear Pastor Kenny's call, Mike Obey's call, and all the other calls that are in the past. And I'm going to mention it one more time. Everyone should go to tophelmetleaders.com, go to the Business Builder, the training tab, Sunday Night Business Builder Calls. Listen to the call from Brian McClure on the power of the mind. That will set it all in place for you and show you what it's all about. Hey, Ray, thanks a lot for being with us tonight. Appreciate you, buddy.
I appreciate it. Hey, I'm going to be in Tewksbury, Massachusetts on Tuesday, and we've got a big event this coming weekend up in Bartlett, New Hampshire. If anybody has anybody up here in New England, it is a beautiful place, especially this time of year. The leaves are all changed, and we had some snow last night, so it's beautiful.
Wow. I just saw the panoramic that you sent to me, and I'm absolutely jealous.
When are you coming up?
I will do that. I promise you I'll do that. Okay, folks, I'm going to open up the line so that you can thank Ray. Yes?
I appreciate you having me. I appreciate you.
Okay, thanks a lot. I'm going to open up the line so you can say thanks to Ray. He will stay on the line to receive your thanks. Folks, let's go build it. We've got 103 days left. Let's go get it done. Here we go.